KD2BNG. How you doing?
Just got done putting a new antenna up, so I was just trying it out.
Wait, when you hear me, then presumably it works. Other than that, I guess everything else sounds good.
Right. Yeah, I gotta try it on Simplex later. But didn't get it up too high. But I will next week try to get it up around 30 feet or so. But yeah, you sound good yourself. This is Floyd on this end, KJ4REZ.
EZ, okay, I did. Glenn, KD2BNG. Yeah, you know, well then, you know, I've had antennas with lousy SWR that, you know, worked rather well too, so. But still, I presume if you can hear me and you and I hear you, it works well enough.
Any problems before, but I was using my 80 meter wire, and I'm sure the SWRs were through the roof, but it worked fine. I just ran it on low power, you know, just to the repeater. But the one I got is just a diamond. It's only 4 feet long, dual band, but it's pre-tuned, so there's no way to tune it, so I'm going to assume the SWRs are in the ballpark.
Usually work reasonably well. This one on the roof of the car, this is just, you know, the standard 19-inch stainless steel, whatever, just straight whip. I believe I can tune it a little bit. There's a hex wrench. I can take out a screw and move it up or down. But, you know, I haven't tried to tune this one either because I assume the same thing. However it came to me is more or less tuned.
Something similar somewhere. I don't know where it is, but I used to run on my car a couple years ago, and it's just a 19-inch quarter-wave mag mount, and a friend of mine had an SWR bridge for this frequency, and we checked it, and it was like a 1.5, and I did loosen that screw and slide it up and down a little bit, and I think the best I got was a 1.4, so it came pretty, tuned pretty good.
That too. You'll spend 15 minutes playing with the length of it, and the SWR, you know, doesn't do much. Yeah, no, this is the same thing, the quarter-inch stainless steel whip on the mag mount thing. And, you know, you can, as I said, you can raise it or lengthen it maybe a fraction of an inch, lengthen it or shorten it. But I haven't put an SWR meter on it, so I couldn't tell you. I assume it's probably about the same thing, 1.3, 1.5, somewhere around there.
And, you know, as long as the trunk deck or the roof has, you know, got plenty of metal around it, at least 24 inches around, it should be pretty resonant. And, yeah, I like quarter waves because they're low profile on a car. I tried the 5/8 waves and all that stuff, and I barely noticed, unless you're, like, on the fringe of a repeater, that if you switch to the 5/8, you might make the repeater a little bit better, but you're still going to be noisy into it. So I'd rather have just the low-profile antenna myself.
I'll turn on a low-hanging tree branch a couple of times. You know, and this is on a fairly short car, low to the ground, so it must have been a really, really low-hanging branch. I've whacked it enough times that I think the hole where the antenna is slightly out of round, so it comes loose occasionally.
It must have been a pretty low branch.
Your typical, like, economy sedan isn't more than 4 feet tall, maybe not even that, and another 19 inches. Yeah, I was hanging right over the driveway, and I, after that, I got the nearest cutting implement I could find, and I just started cutting things. Hey, get these branches out of here. So I probably whacked it on that branch a few times. You know, the little, where it screws in, the hole gets a little bit out of round, so it loosens up.
Eventually, it's going to get worse. You may have to order a new base for it, but, you know, to order a new magnet mount base, you might as well just buy the whole antenna for $5 more.
Antenna that'll fit the same base, it's a dual bander. I guess it's slightly shorter or slightly longer than 19 inches, with the little curly cute part on the bottom, which I guess is the 70 centimeter part. Not having that much to do on 70 centimeters around here, I didn't put it up. But this one or the other one, you know, same difference.
Ask you, is there much traffic on 70 centimeters?
There's activity on two repeaters. Sometimes. And the rest of the frequencies, they might all be linked together. So if you have, I forget if it's 446-125 or something. I don't know the frequencies off the top of my head. There's two frequencies, and I think they're linked up with others. So they might all be networked together. And no, there's nothing for traffic. I've heard a net on 70 centimeters a couple of times. I think it's in areas of racist net.
All the money on a dual band radio.
Depends how much you travel and to what areas of the country. Now, you see, when I was in the Long Island area, two-thirds of those repeaters there was a lot more traffic on 70 centimeters than there was on 2 meters. That was pretty much the reverse of this situation. I guess it depends where you go. But around this particular spot, I don't see a lot of 70 centimeter traffic.
Get out of the house. But I have an old dual band, but the display has been acting up on it, and that's why I ordered another radio. And I did play around listening on 440, and I heard absolutely nothing. Now, I didn't have the proper antenna, but I should have heard something. It's just really quiet. And I know I used 440 in Florida. I just moved up here in November. And in Florida, it's called SARSnet. And from Key West all the way to Panama City over to Tallahassee, the whole system is linked. So you can talk all over the state of Florida. That was kind of neat.
Walmart system, Long Island Mobile, whatever they were, Mobile Amateur Radio Club. Limark is most of them on 70 centimeters, and enough linked repeaters that you can talk from like Montauk Point to like the Bronx, you know, or into New Jersey or Westchester County, and maybe even beyond that. So yeah, that was another linked up system. Yeah, there's a few of them, and a lot of those were cross band systems. You know, there might be three different frequencies for inputs and outputs. So somebody comes in on 2 meters and you hear them on 70 centimeters and, 10 meters and whatever else they had.
Yeah, I've heard of that. The one down in Florida, the SARSnet, it was run by emergency management. So they owned all the machines, so the local government paid for all of it. Then they blanketed the entire state of Florida, which was pretty cool. It actually reached into South Georgia. But, yeah, it was a nice system. But then it was open to the public, but they didn't want you rag-tubing on it, which kind of defeated the purpose. So, like, let's say you and I could get on there and make a contact, and then they want us to roll off to a different frequency as not to tie up the repeater system. What doesn't make sense, because you could have been in Panama City and I could have been in Miami. You know, we would have never been able, we would have to stay on there if we wanted to talk. So kind of silly rules, but that's what happens when, you know, government gets involved. But it is a cool system.
Maybe Island, Georgia, and you're in, Key Largo, Florida. Okay, we made a contact. Now what? Yeah, I know. There's an SC Hertz system. South Carolina Health Emergency, something, that links up the whole state, like from the upstate region, like all the way to Charleston and all down Myrtle Beach and all down that way. I don't know how to explicitly link it up. On the weekends, I think they leave it up and they leave it linked. And locally, I'd have to figure out what the frequencies are. There's a Simpsonville repeater, and there's one or two other repeaters, a Spartanburg repeater, and a few others that get into that system. And again, you know, it doesn't matter which frequency you come in on, they're all linked. But it's SC Heart, and it covers statewide from the upstate to, like, you know, the low country, pretty much everywhere, when it's linked up.
So you're at the whims of whether they decide they feel like turning it on or off or linking it or not, I guess. But I'll have to go online and look it up. I've only found two repeaters so far, this one and I think the 145370 machine. But I just started playing with 2 meters. My HF rig died on me, so I thought I'd play on this for a little while. And so far it's been a lot of fun. There's actually a lot more traffic than there is down in Florida. Back in the 90s, everybody was on here, but it's been kind of waning. Although until I got up here, I'm very surprised, you know, at 9 o'clock when they have that net, how many people check in. So it's actually kind of nice. Glenn, I got to let you go. I got to go do something, and I'll be back here shortly. If you're still in the car, I'll give you a holler. If not, I'll say 73s, and you have a great afternoon. KJ4REZ.
KD2BAG. All right, 73s to you, and yeah, I'll still be in the car in a few more minutes. I'm heading home, but you have a good one, and take care.
KBG Mobile.
CBG, KD2BAG, how you doing?
Carlos here, how are things?
Do the same. Nowhere to go and nothing to do. Well, let's see, I got cat food, I got sugar, and I got some ice cream. And I had toilet paper from before, so we're good there. So, yeah, that's... I guess I'll head home.
Across anything we absolutely had to have yet. In other words, we haven't had any shortages. But the oddest thing, I guess it shouldn't be, I was looking for all-purpose flour the other day and couldn't find any.
I just saw that next to the sugar. I don't really use flour for anything because I don't bake. Well, actually, what flour is good for is I have to cook up a, you know, cook up a chicken or something nice and greasy. I'll roll, drain it into the flour and make some gravy. But yeah, I'm not a baker, so flour should be, yeah, that's funny. Flour you normally find pretty easily.
Shelf was empty yet. At the two stores I went to, self-rising, all-purpose, baking, every single one of them was empty.
So to bake bread, or it's everyone's birthday and they got a cake they want to bake, or it's just one of those strange supply chain things. You know, if you ever had this mathematical function that'll predict the supply chain, I think there's like a Nobel Prize in economics.
Yes, something just struck me as you were talking. Tangentially, I had been seeing articles about people getting into sourdough bread, you know, while they're home and bored. So maybe there's a link there between this sourdough bread craze and the shortage of flour.
Then everyone's home with nothing to do. They want to bake bread.
And this morning, I guess they opened up the boat docks again, so I'm not a boater, but... happy for those guys that are. They'll be able to get on the lake this weekend. It's supposed to be a real nice weekend.
It's having a problem. You just kind of went below the noise.
Heck, how do you hear? Glenn, how do you hear? K4, CBG.
The noise. Last I heard.
NK4, CBG.
Away from the repeater. You sound good.
On Grand Court, I don't think I've moved. I don't know where you've moved. KD2BNG, who else was out there just a minute ago?
Carlo sounded fine. I think it's, I don't know, maybe because you're just moving around.
The noise, so it could be me.
It's probably in the shadow of the repeater or something. If you're still traveling, I'd probably just give it a few minutes. It should clear up. KJ4REZ.
Got to do is pull from the back of the house to the front of the house, and I go behind a tree or a building or something. I'm going to get back out on the road here.